Boom, shakalaka boom. It is the free range human show of choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts right now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, the maitre d' of chaos, Mr. Clay Edwards himself, streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app. Just search Alexa with the TuneIn app. Yeah. Alexa and the TuneIn app. Just search Alexa. I'm not saying that right. It's also available on Alexa and the TuneIn app. Just search WYAB. I will get this right. It's Monday. Bear with me. And if all else fails, you can always listen to it on the podcast after the show's over by 10 a.m. Central Time every day, give or take a few minutes. Just search my name, Clay Edwards Show. Would love to have you following me on the podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the share button. Hit the little bell for notifications. You can stay on top of this thing. We do more than just this radio show. A couple times a week, I usually do a show from home. Get it uploaded there. Uncensored content. Content that you might not want your kids in the car to listen to. Raw. Unfiltered. Uncensored. Hey, real quick, over on my merchandise website, buyfafo.com, that's buyfafo.com, running till 9 a.m. this morning. I got the best special I've done yet. You buy one shirt or flag, you get the other one. You get a second one for 50% off. So if you want to buy a shirt and then buy a flag, you're going to get some huge savings, or vice versa. 50% off at buyfafo.com. You got to use the promo code at checkout. Load your basket, and right before you check out, in the promo code box, put in all capital letters, JXN. JXN for buy one, get one 50% off at buyfafo.com. And if you can't remember any of that, just hit me up. I will send you that information. Why am I doing a promo code for Jackson, you may ask? Well, for the first time in 10 years, and frankly, for the first time, with the exception of 1 year, I went in 2014, I'd probably not been back to the parade since 2009 or 10. And 14, it rained, and we just ended up having a big after party at the club I was a part of at the time, so I really don't even consider going then, but I did wander down there in the rain. So, for the first time in over 10 years, I went to the parade, took my family down there, had a blast. You know, had a blast. I had to walk it like I talk it every now and then. I tell y'all that area down there is safe by Martin's and Hallamals and that little area. So, I believe that enough that I took my family down there. And we had a blast. Got down there about 11. Actually, got to watch the parade. And I don't know that I've ever done that before. Usually, we're just always doing the after parties. Man, just shout out to Joseph and his team at Martin's for just putting on a spectacular event over there. The Hallamals folks did a great job as well. Shout out to my boys in Pop Fiction. They played a heck of a headline and set out there. We loved it. Managed to end up front row somehow or another. Just kind of every time we'd be there, somebody move, then somebody move, and somebody move. Next thing you know, we're like a couple groupies sitting front row for Pop Fiction. They were really good. I did not make it late enough to see the Mustache Band inside Martin's. From all I could tell, it was a heck of a show as well. Go check out Mustache Band if you get a chance. Got to meet a lot of you guys. I appreciate y'all. Took a ton of pictures, met a bunch of folks. I don't think I paid for a drink the entire time I was there. Every time I walked up to the bar, somebody's like, I got his. Mission accomplished. I was in an Uber by 7:30 heading back to Brandon. But I do appreciate it. It was fun. It's always a great chance to get to meet everybody. I posted some pictures on my social media platforms Sunday morning. Overwhelmingly good response. You know, the Instagram, it's kind of a love-hate relationship. But with the exception of one guy being disappointed I didn't get shot and another guy being disappointed that I didn't get punched in the face, Everybody else seemed to be pretty excited about me actually coming to Jackson and having a good time. And that leads me to this. And I, unfortunately, I can't play it because it's too many cuss words. And I'm not going to get us in trouble this morning. But I did make a video late last night, and it is posted on my X account, my Instagram, as well as my TikTok, at SaveJXN, on all three of those. Easy to find, at SaveJXN. And there's a Jacksonian who's talking about how much fun he had at the parade, and then he commences to call me out and call other media outlets out for not celebrating the fact and not covering the fact that nobody got killed in Jackson on Saturday. So now and no cars got broken into, which I highly doubt no cars got broken into. I'm going to call shenanigans on that one. And honestly, somebody did get shot in Jackson Saturday, according to my source over at the fire department. A guy got shot at the Wendy's on High Street, but he got in a car and they took him to another Wendy's like over on Highway 80 or something. I don't know why you would go from one Wendy's to another with a bullet hole in you, but I sent the video. I saw the video of the aftermath. It did, in fact, somebody was in fact shot. But again, not to rain on the parade or anything like that. It was a great day in Jackson. It was fun. And never once did I not feel safe. I mean, the Capitol Police, JPD, the Sheriff's Department, everybody that was involved down there. Let's just say the presence of police was heavy. But anyway, back to our guy here that is upset that the media isn't covering no crime. Like, that's how media works, man. And you're in a city like Jackson, Mississippi, no news, in fact, is good news. I mean, I think it sounds worse to wake up and be like, breaking news. Nobody got killed in Jackson today. Cue up Ice Cube's "Today It Was a Good Day." To me, I think that sounds way worse. Way worse than just not saying anything. Again, no news is good news, but that's the society we live in. That is the society we live in, that when people don't do the worst thing imaginable, they want a cookie. They want a pat on the back. Attaboy. And there's actually people that argue with me online about this. I'm like, you don't understand, Clay. When all people do is talk bad about Jackson, we want to hear something nice every now and then. Well, here's what my recommendation is this. How about, and I said this in the video to the guy, we don't give participation awards out around here. This is a trickle-down effect of a participation award generation. You want a trophy for doing nothing. A trophy for doing the right thing. Instead of taking your anger out on me, instead of being upset that I'm not giving you that shine that you want, how about you take that anger out on the fools that you're running cover for? Point that energy towards the drug dealers, killers, and car burglars. And say, hey guys, you're making us all look bad. You're making us look bad. Stop that. I'm tired of hearing Save Jackson run his damn mouth on the internet talking about Jackson. You know, as I told him in that video, I pointed back there at the FAFO championship belt. I said, I don't give out participation FAFO belts. You got to earn those with stupidity. You need to start holding the people in your community accountable. If you don't like me talking about it, start talking to them about it. Let's take a call from Mr. Dixon. Good morning, Mr. Dixon.
Brother Clay, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. How about you?
I guess I'm all right. I hear you kind of venting this morning, and I'd like to vent something that happened over the weekend. Did you participate in the parade downtown?
Well, not necessarily in the parade, but I was in the outskirts of it, the after party and all that.
Well, the reason I'm calling in this morning is I was on my way to church yesterday morning. A lot of folks don't know I open up my church every Sunday morning, so I get there before 6:30 most times every Sunday. You should have seen the garbage left in the streets of Jackson.
I got a story about that.
I mean, it was unbelievable, Clay. I mean, just trash everywhere. And I almost got to thinking maybe we should stop having the parade here in Jackson on a yearly basis and start floating it around to other communities like Brandon or Madison or Ridgeland. But then I caught myself. There's no way on earth the leaders of those cities would allow people to come in and trash it like we allowed them to come in and trash Jackson. It was disgraceful.
Well, now, look, in fairness, a lot of that was Jacksonians. It was
true. It
wasn't just people from Rankin and Madison County coming down and throwing their trash down. I got a report from a fireman yesterday. There was a whole group, especially when you turn down Capitol Street there, and you're heading, like, I guess that'd be west on Capitol from State Street down. Down through there, down around Lamar Street, he said it was insane. It was insane.
He said they're just
throwing trash on the ground. No concept of a garbage bag. No concept of a trash can. And you can say, okay, well, the city maybe should do a better job of putting that kind of stuff down there. But, you know, man, if you know you're going somewhere and you're going to have trash, have some decency to take a trash bag with you. The area I was in, we had a bar set up and you bought stuff. You didn't bring your stuff in. You know, so there was trash cans everywhere. But down on the street part, the city needs to – it's two things. People need to act right. And the city probably does need to bring in some extra trash containers and stuff for big events. And when they know people are going to be bringing in coolers and all that stuff.
Or with all that police presence you were talking about, maybe they should start finding people who know in the litter. And another thing, I feel sorry for the Episcopalians at St. Andrew's Cathedral because – I don't know who cleaned up in front of them. I still had to pick up some trash in front of my church. But, you know, like I'm just saying, we need to do a better job if we're going to continue to host these events because it seems like people from the surrounding suburbs want to come into Jackson, get their freak on, leave their trash, and go back. And another thing, Clay, I never thought I'd live to see porta potties out in front of the governor's mansion.
Huh, well, at least they're putting them there for people to use them.
Yeah. Well, look, bro, you keep up the good work and be blessed today now.
Thank you, Mr. Dixon.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, there's enough blame to go around for trash, but I'm just going to tell you, based on the demographics that I saw at that parade, that I don't know that it's necessarily all people from the other areas coming in and trashing the city. We'll just say that. I'm not saying they ain't doing it too, but I think it comes with a big load of Jacksonians have figured out there's a big parade in their town, and they are in mass. Take that as you want, take that as you will. Again, I'm not saying everybody ain't doing it, but I didn't see a lick of litter where I was at, but I heard a nightmare about it down in the Capitol Street area from one of my fireman friends. So, good stuff there. Let's take a break. Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Hey, guys, are you looking for somewhere to eat breakfast this morning? You partied a little too hard this weekend? Kind of dragging a little bit this morning? Maybe you just want to get some protein in your belly. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, Madison, and Flowood right there in front of Dogwood. Serving breakfast, whether you get the famous chicken and waffles, the chicken biscuit made from scratch, cat head biscuits, or you try the pancakes and other stuff. They got fruit and all kind of other stuff. Get over there. Give it a try today. And don't forget, open for lunch and dinner, all three locations, including the one in downtown Brandon. go try the award-winning hamburger. This month's special is the Bacon Jam Smash Burger. I've had it twice. It's phenomenal. I usually add an extra piece of meat to it for reasons unbeknownst to me, but get over there, give it a try today. Try the Smash Burger Challenge. If you think you can eat 4.5 pounds of food in an hour, it's free. If you can't, it ain't. Get over there, try them today. Don't forget they got multiple food trucks for all your special events, parties, and more. They can do catering from 5 to 5,000. And, of course, they have the room out there at the downtown Brandon location for all of your birthday parties and more. We had mine out. We had my daughters out there here recently. Check them out online, burgersblues.com. On there.
This buddy, I want to comment about the trash from the St. Patty's Parade.
Sure.
How could they tell? It looks like a garbage truck took a dump on top of Jackson. I mean, how can you tell there's more trash? I was going up 55 the other day, and there was a wreck that had traffic backed up past Elton Road. So I cut cross country. I've seen less garbage and old tires at the dump than I saw. Jackson is atrocious, and it's not the people coming in from outside. It's the people that live there doing this. And here is my analogy on it, and here's what the reason I think. 90% of the people, or 95% of the people that live in the suburbs own their homes. They have pride in their homes. They want to keep them up and make them look nice and keep the value up. I will say the 80% in Jackson or so that rent do not care. I mean, if somebody else's, they're going to fix it. You know, so we can tear it up. We can throw garbage down. Nobody cares. And I'll tell you where I think the decline of Jackson started big time. When Katrina hit, we got all those people out of the Ninth Ward, came up here, and they never went back.
I had that same exact conversation with somebody about a little different topic but related over the weekend. Jackson changed after Katrina because we got the worst of New Orleans dumped on us, and it never went back.
I have been down there, and I'm really familiar with it. I was down there afterwards. The Ninth Ward, let's just put it this way. If the good Lord was going to give New Orleans an enema, that'd be where he'd stick it. Every house in there was rental. People cried and bemoaned. All those people lost their homes. None of them owned it. It was the lowest income group in the entire of New Orleans. It's the place that people in New Orleans wouldn't go through. And they came up here, and all those cheap hotels on 80, I don't know if you remember, were full of people from New Orleans.
Yep.
Those people made big money because FEMA rented them.
Yeah, we owned a nightclub at that point on Capitol Street, and saw it all, son. Saw it all. We had a lot of that crap up in our bar. We had to weed it out.
And that's a big part of Jackson's decline. I mean, those people were. This is not Clay Edwards saying this. They were low life, they were criminals, and they were parasites on the world, and they came up here and took root.
Yes, they did.
And I want to give you something to do. You know, some of the crime that's occurring now with the Cross Gates community and all, and some of these older communities in the suburbs, something I don't know if you were aware of, they came out with a financing from the USDA about 4 or 5 years ago. And the reason I know, a friend of mine sold her house, and this is what the people, it was no money down. They financed it for 30 years, and it was interest-free to low-income people. And I'm not saying all low-income people are bad. Far be it from saying that. But the community had to be like 25 years old. And I'd love to stroll into something when I bought my home with no interest, no down payment. So that's part of the decline. It's going to be the decline of the suburbs, and I believe that's a plan federal government.
No, it's been a plan. That's been a plan since the Obama agency. They want to do away with single family homes, and they want everything to be dual family. They want to do away with zoning. They want you to be able to put a trailer or an apartment right in the middle of a neighborhood. That's all by design.
Well, I have an HOA in my neighborhood. I don't agree with a lot of the garbage they do, but they keep a lot of the garbage out because, you know, they'll fine you, and if you don't pay the fine, they put a lien on your house.
Yeah.
And I can't see where they do a lot except that, but, you know, I'm glad to have it that way. So, well, look, I enjoy it. Keep on giving them hell, brother.
Thanks, brother.
See you later.
All right, buddy. Yeah, man. I tell you, the older you get, and you get to look at what's happened to Jackson, and then you can look out into the suburbs, and you see when things are ran right, it's still really, really hard to keep the figurative and literal trash out. When things are ran wrong, and nobody dies today, people want a pat on the back for not killing anybody. You know, it's been a running joke on this show. It also makes you appreciate homeowners associations more, too. I know that a lot of people hate their homeowners association, but hey, you know, you signed up to be in that. I mean, you bought a house in a neighborhood with an HOA. Deal with it. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think I would fit well in one, but I understand it. I ain't got no problem with the homeowners association. I ain't never lived in a neighborhood with one. Probably at this point, if I ain't done it yet, probably ain't gonna happen. But you know, they do keep the riffraff and nonsense down. You know, people coming in painting their houses purple and doing all this other crazy crap. But you know, you got somewhere like Brandon or Pearl, for example. Sure, stuff happens. There was a shooting at a Pearl apartment complex yesterday. And people run to my Facebook page or my Instagram. Why ain't she talk about that? Because it's my page. I'll talk about what I want to. I'll talk about whatever I want to. Somebody got shot in Pearl. I always tell y'all, to the crime happens everywhere, people. It does happen everywhere. But the difference being, when it happens in Rankin and Madison County, and Clinton and Byram, you know, they just, unfortunately, they're tied to the Hinds County judicial system. But, so I'm going to focus on Rankin and Madison right now. When it happens over there, the judges are in on keeping this place safe. You do the crime, son, you're going to do the time. The police going to find you, for one thing. Like, I read in that article about the shooting there, and one of the first things that caught my attention was subject arrested. At the hospital. So the subject was arrested. How rarely do you see that in Jackson? I mean, they have so much. I mean, they show a picture of a mugshot of somebody every day. But those are just on killings. These shootings? Man, I bet you thousands of Jacksonians get shot every year. It's got to be. Thousands that don't die. And the shooters are hopping and skipping on down the road without a care in the world, knowing they ain't never going to get caught. Over in the suburbs, they get caught and they go to prison. That is the difference. Now in Jackson, if you look a little bit like Clay Edwards, or if you're a cop like Anthony Fox, and you have to shoot a bad guy, or a bad guy just kind of randomly dies after bumping into you, now they're gonna find you and make sure you go to prison. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.